This is Jenna.
And I'm Heather.
And this is Conspiracies Unlocked. And this is our first time doing a weekly recap. A lot of things happen in the week, and me and Heather talk about them all the time throughout the week. And we've decided to share with you, whether it is something silly that's going on with memes that we've posted or videos or what you guys have said through the comments and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of controversy going on out there right now. So this, our first one, is the date's January 15th through January 22nd. Today is January 22nd, 2025. So let's go down the rabbit hole.
Let's hop to it.
Yay! First thing, last week, we had posted a video about Gavin Newsom, which is our governor in California, and he was talking about smart cities, and after, because of all the fires happening.
Yes.
So, he was talking about smart cities, and not smart cities per se, but he had said that he had been talking to the mayor or the governor of Hawaii, and he's trying to figure out before all the land grabs happen what they're going to do, and all that stuff. And the way that he was talking, though, he did this, like, yeah.
Kind of
he was giddy, like, yeah, I'm going to make so much money off this shit. This is going to be great. We're going to do land grabs. And you know what else I heard? That they have already rezoned that area instead of single-family homes to be multi-zoned or multi-family homes. Mm-hmm. So they're already, like, rezoned it. Like, they're all ready to go. So if you're going to be like, oh, no, this wasn't planned, this wasn't a planned attack, talk to me about that.
Well, also, we did post the same week about the smart cities, the LA 2.0. Well, he called it LA 2.0. And we actually linked the, I guess would be like a 50-page proposed idea for the LA smart cities.
Can you believe that?
And it was published December 2020.
Oh.
It has a date on
that's
it.
That's interesting.
So for those who say that this was not planned, this was part of the
a greater plan
pandemic.
Yeah,
this was part of
that is
the whole
so interesting
mask mandate and everything. It brought us to this point.
So really quick, just to say this, that Heather will post things and I post things and we don't always see what each other posts because we post so much stuff on our Facebook. So, some of her stuff I haven't seen, so that's why I'm like, you did what? I didn't know about this. So it's kind of fun to catch up anyways with you guys and have our little community together to watch all this.
Yeah. So thank you for being part of our community. I also did see that, I don't know if this is true. I have not looked into it, but I just saw a headline that the people who have been evacuated from their homes,
mm-hmm.
obviously they can't go back because it's
their
safety,
homes are gone.
Safety
yeah.
risk or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that they still have to make payments to the bank for their homes and
of course,
land.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then they'll be defaulted on. Oh, and guess what?
And then they can, what?
Land grab,
what
smart
is it?
City.
Eminent domain.
Yeah.
Would that be that?
I
or
don't
no,
know.
Just
it
be like default.
But what's interesting is that what you did post, and this is actually our number two meme of the week. It's not really a meme, it's a map mm-hmm. Of the rail systems, the high speed rail systems.
The proposed 2050.
And a Castaic fire just did 1,000 acres, right?
Yeah.
Today. And that is right where one of the high-speed land things are supposed to go. I'm putting it together right now, real time,
yeah.
as we're talking.
And there was other fires happening all over. And if you look, there was some fires that happened in Australia. And Australia has their own similar type of high-speed rail that's going to be proposed or starting. And I don't know what phases they're in, but it's right along that same coastline where the fires were in
well,
Australia.
Well, so with Australia, most of Australia is inhabitable and inhabited. Like, it's not like here's Australia and it's all done. It's only this little strip right there anyways. That's the only place that people live. The rest is just...
Well, that's where they would probably want to put the high-speed rail where the people are.
Yeah, but it's not... So that would make sense as to... It all just makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Follow the money.
Exactly. Follow the rail. Choo-choo. So on to other things, and we'll get back to the fires because the fires happened again. Like, the Palisades fire is still happening right now. It's only 85% contained. But as I said, another fire broke out in Castaic, California today. So we'll
have to... Multiple in San Diego County. Yes.
So we'll go back to that. We'll circle back. But for now, I posted a meme that showed, like, buildings nowadays, and they're all just, like, cookie cutter boxes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, we're so advanced technologically and, you know, so modern. But then it shows a cathedral that's 500 years old or 1,000 years old that with all this beautiful architecture. Yeah. And I'm like, that's more advanced than we are now, because for somebody to take the time to do all that with pretty chisels. Much zero anything, yeah, just like a rock and a chisel, like how... That's amazing. And they want to say that we're more advanced. No, we've been dumbed down.
Yeah, that's lost technology.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if anybody could do it without...
technology, hidden technology.
Yes. I don't think that somebody could make the cathedrals again without using electric components. Electricity. Like an electric saw or an electric...
Oh, yeah, modern
technology, tools, yeah. Modern tools, exactly.
But who's to say that they didn't have those then?
That's true. Well, I don't think they found an outlet, so...
But they had free energy.
Yeah, if through the gold, the... What is it? On the top of the pyramids. Right? The, like, gold...
Well, that's one theory. Yeah, that's one theory. But they used those... towers and the peaks on the oblique.
Oh my gosh, what's the word? We were just talking about them last week too.
I don't know the term
because I talked about the Pentagon is one. The Washington Monument where Jefferson's like standing there. He's sitting there. And it's the big long with the tip at the end. It's the Washington Monument.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it.
Oh, my gosh. It's basically
a pillar, rectangular shape with a triangle at the top.
It starts with an O, and I cannot think of it.
Obelisk.
Something like that. I'm not geometry. I had notes last week.
No, but what I was saying about the building.
This is completely off. Like, we don't have any notes for this shit.
No, we don't have any notes. Yeah, we're just talking. This is just off the top of the dome.
Yeah.
No, but what I was saying with that is with those cathedrals and all of those buildings, they did have energy.
Yeah.
They created energy.
Yeah.
With the way that they were designed, the architecture, vibrations and stuff.
I wonder if there was a man somewhere running. You know how they used to make electricity, or not electricity, but make things go with, like, horses going in a circle? Like, mm-hmm. a man and a big old rat, like, circle going.
They had electric cars and electric scooters in the early 1900s.
They had real cars and
they had electric scooters and they had electric cars.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about like 500 years ago. I know. Okay. But
I'm just saying the electricity, they had the capability.
So let's talk about Biden's farewell message. I thought it was pretty grim and pretty like he's like, oh, this is bad for us. Like, I'm leaving and we're all going to die pretty much. And good fucking luck. And it didn't give hope for the future at all. Like, a president, no matter if you're a past president, former president, anything, they should be giving hope. And you even saw during the inauguration, I don't know if it was the inauguration or when it was, but you see Obama and Trump, and they're like laughing together, and they're like,
oh, yeah,
that's how it's supposed to be.
They were cordial,
and they're like, but there's a picture of them being like, ah, like whatever, you know. And I've never heard a president be like, oh no. But then again, I don't know if Trump did a farewell message, and I also don't know, and I don't think Trump was at Biden's inauguration. And Biden was definitely at Trump's inauguration.
Yeah, all the former presidents that are alive were at Trump's inauguration. Yeah,
but I don't think Trump attended Biden's. That was a big deal. So there's like all, like it just goes back and forth. But anyways, what I think is funny is that Biden pardoned Hunter after he had said that he is not going to pardon Hunter, that nobody is above the law and he will not pardon Hunter.
Yeah.
And he then also pardoned him from 2014 to now. So like for the last 10 years, anything he's done is, so if he did something in 2012, somebody can get him for that. But he was very specific on the dates, which I thought was very interesting. It was like Christmas Eve 2014 to Christmas of 2025. It was like very specific.
Because he knows when he had meetings with China.
Yeah, with Burisma and all that, yeah. The shareholding meetings and all that. He's very specific. And then all of a sudden, like last week he pardoned like pretty much everybody in his family. And they said that was because they were worried about Trump going back and really like just doing it for revenge, which I get that. But the fact that he pardoned Hunter, like that was like the first thing in such with such detail as in dates and stuff.
And then he pardoned.
And he pardoned Dr. Fauci and as well as his family. And that says something because I don't know.
And then the fact that Biden did pardon over 8,000.
So with that, so I posted, and I saw this meme, and it says, total presidential pardons, sentence, commutations, all that from Carter all the way to Biden. And I fact check because I'm not a bullshitting person. So I was like, wait a minute. So I fact checked it, and they had Trump at like 237 or something. So I was like, no, that's wrong. So I fixed it to where Trump pardoned in his last term, he pardoned 1,737. Biden pardoned 8,064 people.
But that was before he pardoned his family and stuff last minute.
I'm not sure if that counted with that, but 2,000 of that, or 6,000 of that was for like marijuana charges, which is fine, whatever. But that still gives you 2,000, and Trump only did 1,737. So it's like, and Obama did 1,927, you know? So it's kind of just like the reasoning for pardoning and all that is just, it's whatever. But for everybody to make a big deal out of pardoning is like, well, you're not really comparing apples to apples here because really like,
it's just the fact that it was his family.
Yeah.
And then it's the fact that you're going to pardon Fauci when, how do you pardon somebody who didn't do anything wrong?
Yeah, because if you didn't do anything wrong, then you don't need to be pardoned. They won't be able to find anything, and they will find them innocent. So it's very interesting. Speaking of that one meme that I posted, it said the meme fact checkers on Facebook flagged it and told me and said, oh, I'm sorry, this was already debunked in 2020. I'm sorry, but Biden's name wasn't on it. And I changed all the numbers. Like, I edited the meme. So yeah. They're just, like, blatantly just being like, nope, we've seen this, it's wrong. But that's not right. And
well, he also pardoned General Mark Milley.
Who was that?
Biden pardoned him also last minute.
But who's, what did he do?
I don't know what he did, honestly.
I'm interested.
And other members of the Congress who served on the committee investigating January 6th.
See, so that's a whole thing, like, why are you pardoning people that don't need to be pardoned? Because if they didn't do anything wrong, Trump went through trial, he did all this shit, he was never pardoned on anything or any, you know? And he had to be dug through the mud. Why can't we have Hunter be dug through the, like, drug through the mud and everything? And he said, no one's above the law, and I will not pardon Hunter. He, like, Biden said that he would never do that. And yet, that was the first thing that he did. Speaking of being the whole Facebook and all that, Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that, the fact-checking and all that. Mark Zuckerberg all of a sudden is on Joe Rogan being like, oh, yeah, no, Biden's people called me and made me censor everybody. And they were cussing at me and yelling at me and bullying me. And I had to censor everybody. And now he's coming out and saying all that when we already said that they were being censored. And in reality, we were saying that they were being censored, and Mark and Facebook and everybody else is like, no, they're not censoring anybody. We're not doing that. Da, 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 da. When in reality, guess who was censoring? Facebook. And now he's coming out saying, oh, yeah, it has been censored. Sorry, you guys were right. So another conspiracy. Just there it is.
And he was quoted on Joe Rogan's podcast stating that the Facebook fact check program went out of control. He said it was something out of 1984.
By George Orwell. He's referring to the 1984 George Orwell book, which was very interesting because someone commented and was like, 1984 was a great time to be alive. And like, we're just like, oh George my Orwell. God.
And it's funny because when we first started this podcast almost 2 years ago now, we actually read that book and we have a whole
series about on it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So Mark Zuckerberg was like, okay, we're going to go to Texas. We're going to move everything over to Texas and all these other locations so it'd be more inclusive, more, diverse of the people because Texas is more Republican while California is all liberal and Democrats and stuff. So he's doing all that, so he's trying to be more, I guess, unbiased, which there should be no bias. You should be able to say whatever you want. It's fucking social media. Like, move along. It's not like we're the Associated Press or anything.
And a lot of it is satire. So it's like, how are you going to censor satire?
Yeah, it's supposed to be funny. Oh, my God. It was last year. I posted a UPS mail person, not UPS, but United States Postal Service mail truck at a graveyard, like delivering mail. And I had
been ballots?
Yeah. And no, it said like, oh, look, the 2024 ballots are already being put out, like being delivered as a joke to all the dead people. And Facebook flagged it. And it's like, well, obviously we know that they're not doing that. They wouldn't deliver them. They would just fill them out for them. Like, come on, people. But it's supposed to be funny. And Facebook got really out of hand. It was like 1984, the censoring and stuff. But what's interesting is that today we saw that Trump told Mark Zuckerberg that he had, or Facebook, Meta in general, that they had to remove tampons from their bathrooms. And it's like, okay, first of all, I don't give a fuck about any of that, okay? Whether you want to be a chick, a dude, I don't fucking give a fuck. Whatever. But those are private facilities owned by Facebook, Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, whatever. That takes away from freedom of what they want to do in their workplace. But then again, government overreach has always had their little hand in there being like, oh, you can't be, you know, the American Disabilities Act and all this stuff. You can't be inclusive. You can't be you can't discriminate against anybody. You can't da 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 da. So I guess that the government has always had something in there, their little hands in there. But it just seems like, honestly, if I want to discriminate, it's fucking America. I should be able to. Like, not saying that I want to, but like.
Well, then it goes back to
freedom of speech.
There was such a fight for the whole bathroom thing anyway.
Yeah.
About who can use what bathroom. And it was a huge deal. And I think in the school system.
I think that was all just a ploy to get, like, a diversion or something, because that was such the stupidest thing that I've ever heard. Now, if you look like a dude, I don't care if you have a dick or not, go use the dude bathroom. If you look like a chick and you literally look like a chick, go use the girl's bathroom. No one's going to question you unless you are a full-blown man.
No, I was going to say, unless you're at a concert and the girl's bathroom is way too long, just go in the boys because they don't care.
Yeah. I do that. Now at concerts, the new concerts that they're building, the new stadiums, like the one where Qualcomm used to be.
Yeah.
That one, you go in, there's urinals on this side and toilets on this side. Oh, so everybody's in the same line. So guess what, dudes? You kind of fucked yourself on that one.
Yeah.
But now you have to wait in just as long of a line.
It's gender neutral now.
Yep.
So that's what I was kind of thinking about the whole tampon thing. If everything is gender neutral now for the restroom situation, then what does it matter if there are tampons in there or not? Because it's supposed
cares?
To be for anyone.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to go back to, no, men in men's bathrooms and women's in women's only.
Yeah, so all of that's weird. And then while we're talking about Facebook, we might as well go through the TikTok saga if you'd like to talk about that. TikTok was banned on Saturday night for about 4 hours, then it came back.
No, it was banned
for...
I don't know what happened.
You know all about that. I was in Vegas.
Okay, so...
And I don't go on TikTok. She does.
Yeah, so the whole thing with TikTok is... I'll try to make it short, but with TikTok, TikTok right now is... And I say right now as the information that I know, is pretty much like the number one app for it has the best algorithm. And I don't know much about algorithms, but the way I see the algorithm, it's like the secret sauce. So you post something on TikTok,
yeah.
You're going to have the most reach. You're going to reach
the
most.
Secret sauce. Now I want to go get some chicken.
No.
Okay.
No. So you...
We don't have time, but I want to now. Now I'm like, oh.
Like Chick-fil-A?
Or like Popeyes or Chick-fil-A or chicken. I don't know.
Chick-fil-A is better.
They always have the secret sauce. Now I want that.
Well, the algorithm...
Don't mention secret sauce.
Okay. So I'm going to say it one more time. The algorithm for TikTok is what I call the secret sauce. Because you post something on TikTok... It goes out to you. You have more views, more reach, more shares.
You do.
More follows.
Through the world.
Through the world.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's not controlled.
Entire world. And it's their algorithm. And that's why TikTok is reportedly worth, I know Trump said in the trillions, maybe, I don't know. But what I read was between $1 and $2 billion with the algorithm.
Which doesn't seem like enough.
Well, that
was it a million or billion?
Billion.
But Twitter was sold to Elon Musk for $40 billion. Was that
40?
$40 billion.
Yeah. So
they're saying TikTok is not worth as much as Twitter?
No, they're saying 100 to 200 billion.
Oh, I thought you were saying 1 to 2 billion this whole time when you keep talking.
No,
about
100 to 200.
She's been telling me this for like a few days, and I'm just like, I don't understand why it's so cheap.
And then the other thing is the people are saying that without the algorithm, if they just try to sell, because there was a ban on it because they felt that the Chinese were spying on Americans and getting their personal information and access to your phone and your data and all everything, right? I think they probably are looking in a sense for like a marketing sense. So they're going to try to market products to you, because the other thing about TikTok, TikTok has TikTok Shop. It is basically like an Amazon or like a Temu or just an anyone. We could have a TikTok shop. You could have a TikTok shop. You don't have to be like a big
company.
Anybody. You just have to have your business. You have to have your business shit in a line.
Yeah.
You know,
so all
but
these
you can
business
do it.
People are the big top business people like Amazon are getting pissed off that all our little people like us can go out and make a fucking taking from their profit in a sense.
Yeah. And if you look at who was at the inauguration, a lot of big names were there. Who was there? The CEO of TikTok.
And Amazon and Facebook Meta and
Musk and everyone.
Everyone who's the top business people.
So,
including Trump himself.
The
obviously.
Buzz and the word on the street is that this was a ban, but there's another thing. I don't know what government people, but supposedly, allegedly, when they did the TikTok ban, some of those lawmakers bought a lot of stock in Meta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hoping maybe there's 170 million American users on TikTok, and about 7 million of those are business owners.
Wow.
And they're like true business owners.
Yeah.
Like they're small businesses. This is how they make their money for their family and whatnot. So the buzz is when they shut down for about 13 hours, it wasn't a shutdown, it was a buyout, and Meta bought TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go on TikTok, you can share to Facebook.
Yeah, you can link it just like you could with Instagram and
Facebook. And they're all kind of, and it even has a thing on there to share to Twitter
and
or it, X.
And isn't monopolies are supposed to be illegal, but now Meta is becoming a monopoly on the internet social world.
Yeah. And I bet Bezos, I think Amazon has their hand in it because of TikTok Shop, and I think it was just a buyout. And I don't know really how to, I don't know how to do like the IP server searches and all of that, but there's other content creators who really deep dived into it, and they were able to find the source codes, and the source codes tell you where things are routed to. And it's no longer routed to whatever servers they had in, like, Singapore or China or wherever it was. It's
coming out of here.
It's going to Texas now.
Oh, good. Where Meta is moving to.
It's going to Texas now.
That's interesting.
So they came out and said it to mark our words. It's Meta. TikTok is Meta now.
So I just Googled how much Meta is worth. Mm-hmm. And Meta is worth $1.53 trillion.
Yeah. So what is a billion
for nothing?
Yeah.
Okay. So moving away from social media, the Trump inauguration.
We should say mass following on TikTok. Follow us.
So Trump inauguration. I have so many bullet points on that really quick. Okay, so we already mentioned all the billionaires and all the celebrities and everybody that was there.
All the CEOs.
But what was interesting is that we have a video on our Facebook of Barron Trump going by Biden, shaking his hand, and then whisper something in his ear. And Biden's face
so funny.
All of a sudden goes from... to all confused and then sad and then mad, like what the fuck.
He had that sundowner's look,
and
you know, for the dementia.
So, and so some people are saying that he had said that Barron had said you're fired, and it might have been something as cute as that, but I don't think it was you're fired. I think it was something else, like you're going down or fuck you, we're a back bitch or something more fun.
Could have said enjoy retirement.
Yeah, maybe, but nobody knows what he said. Do you guys know what he said? Do you guys
have any thoughts? What he said.
What?
My dad won't have to pardon me.
Maybe. Okay, so... Trump is now president as of, we're going on day three. And right away, he signs all these executive orders. One is that he signs us out of the WHO, the World Health Organization. He's like, bye, bitches. Like, we're not doing this anymore. Because honestly, when we're in UN, we're in all these things, we're a big money house and we just keep putting money in. And Trump has been trying to get us to be like wealthy. That's why Make America Great Again. Because in the early 1900s, when we were going through the Great Depression, what did the President Hoover do? He said, let's build the Hoover Dam. So he put all these people out and put all these people to work so we could like be self-sufficient and get us out of the Great Depression, give people jobs, do the things. He was being a leader and he was making jobs. He was creating jobs. He was doing things. And
I think that's why Trump signed for Alaska, the Alaska deal.
Yeah. And
for
then
all the natural resources.
And then Elon Musk had the Nazi salute, which supposedly he's putting his heart out. Other people say it was a salute, but
we saw a video today. Remember the video I showed you?
Which one? Yeah, maybe what?
It was another content creator that actually researched the true Nazi salute.
Oh, yeah. And
it wasn't the right angle.
It's supposed to be like 185 degree angle, like up here. And it was at like 135. It was too low. So it could not be it. Yeah. Whether it is or not, we're not condoning it.
But it is
interesting. And it is.
I think Elon Musk is just kind of an awkward dude.
He has autism for sure. But
yeah, but I mean, like, not necessarily because of that. He's just, I think, in the way that. I wasn't there, but the way that it looked, because I watched the whole clip, mm-hmm. it looked like he was just trying to wave to people over here and people over here, and he was kind of just
the
like
way that.
That
he did. When I saw the clip, though, it was very like,
Yeah, but he was doing that all day.
Oh, was he?
He was all amped all day. There was videos of him standing next to...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. There was videos of him standing next to Barron Trump, and it was like somebody captioned like, why did they put me next to this guy? Because Barron was like all, and Elon was all like... goofy, like, he's just a goofy dude. Like, he's kind of awkward and goofy. I don't think he was trying to actually do the Nazi salute. I really don't. But I don't know. I might be so off and totally wrong.
Okay, so then they shut down El Paso border, I guess, which in my episode today, I kind of talk about El Paso and, like, the tunnels. I know that they're closing those up. They're closing up the tunnels in El Paso, so there can't be any more drugs. But what I don't understand...
Oh, yeah, explain the tunnels. That's huge.
That there's tunnels in El Paso. Well, there was tunnels here, too. There are tunnels everywhere going from Mexico to America to smuggle in drugs and whatever. And now they're shutting them down and
probably
closing...
Probably child trafficking.
Yeah, that, too. They're closing the tunnels down. They're, like, going to cement them off, close them up, not let them be there anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. But if we have all these presidents that are like, oh, let's stop child trafficking. Hey, let's get rid of drugs. Why the fuck are they allowing these tunnels to even be open? How do presidents know about this tunnel, these
Money.
Tunnels? They're being
Money.
Paid off somewhere along
they
the way.
Paid.
They're getting paid off. They have to be. They're follow the money. It's always follow the money. And then supposedly there's been a mass Chicago deportation. In Chicago, they're just deporting people left and right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't even look into that. Speaking of deportation.
And also talking about places that are bad. I know someone who lives in Colorado, and they said Colorado is no longer a safe place to live.
And it used to be super
safe.
In
the Denver area. It's very unsafe. And remember, we had all the Venezuelan gangs
there.
So hopefully he gets rid of the Venezuelan gangs, because it doesn't matter if they're from Venezuela or not. They're gangs. Like,
it doesn't. Yeah, who cares about that? If they're even from here, then go lock them up. If they're not from here,
send
them
back.
Out.
Like, we don't need that, you know.
So I get a lot of my news, like, especially world news, from this, like, it's like a news outlet type thing. It's called 1440 News, and I really like it. It sends me an email every day and just kind of, like, it's not biased. It's kind of how news used to be. It would just be like, hey, there's a fire here. Hey, they're released, like, when Hamas happened and all that, it was like, hey, bombs are going off, and it gives me updates on that. And it's just like, it's like a newsletter, and I get it every day, and I love it, and you guys should subscribe to it. It'll just tell you everything without any bias. And then at the end, there's
not a paid ad.
Yeah, it's not paid ad at all. I don't even know if they do that, but it's really good, and it's unbiased, 100%. It's just like, these are the facts. This is what's going on. So on today's thing, it talked about birthright citizenship and how Trump signed an order on Monday to end the 157-year-old immigration practice that had been granting U.S.-born children citizenship regardless of their parents' legal status. So two illegal aliens could come here, or one or whatever, and have a baby, and if you're born in America, you would automatically have citizenship. So a lot of people are just trying to cross the border at, like, 9 months, have their kid here just so they can have an American citizenship.
Well, they also call it vacation babies, because there's people that come here from other countries. Specifically, I know this was happening from people from China. And because I know someone who was kind of involved in it, in the circusy situation. And what they do is they say they're coming to America on vacation, but they're like, 9 months pregnant or whatever.
Yeah, and then they have
the baby here, and they're like, oh, we can't leave. Our baby's a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
And it's like a trick.
What they call it is an anchor baby. Mm-hmm. And then because you anchor into the America, and, like, then you have this baby that you're anchored onto, and they're not going to separate you because we're America. Well, then at that point with that anchor baby, I think that they could get U.S. citizenship. So with my mom, I was telling Heather earlier that with my mom, like, I was asking her, why didn't you use me as an anchor baby? Because she was not an American citizen. And she never became an American citizen. And I don't know why she didn't use me as an anchor baby. Maybe because my dad was already a U.S. citizen. So it was like he was already born here and stuff. So there was no point in that or something. But
well, maybe because your dad was an American citizen.
So then I would have already. Yeah. Citizen. So they didn't need to use her or whatever. I don't really know how it all works, even though I'm like should have known more about it. And I could have had dual citizenship as well, and they didn't do that for me. So you have to like file things and do things, but I was already American citizen and my mom didn't care about that, I guess.
No Scotland for you.
No, I would have loved that though, but I am a lady there. I do have my piece, my plot there.
So you have your title.
Yes, I have my title. It's framed. I do. I have a 5-foot by 1-foot plot of land. I'm so serious.
I believe you.
Anyway,
I don't have any land in Scotland, so we should go step on your land. I think
both
of our feet might fit.
We will. I'm going to be buried there. I'm going to cut off my feet or my
knees. Just get cremated and just put your little
there. Hand. Yeah. So, the United States is one of 33 countries that provides unrestricted birthright citizenship. This won't be in effect right away. It'll take another month. So if you guys are trying to have an anchor baby here, you better induce that within the next month and get that going because
schedule your C-section. It's going to be now
tied up in court until then. So good luck to all those anchor babies out there. And I think that's pretty much all I have for what happened this past week, which was actually a lot because of the inauguration and everything. I did think
there was some hostages that were let go.
Oh, yeah, the January 6th thing. I can't believe I forgot about that.
Yeah, that and also, like, Hamas hostages.
Yeah, I was trying to look more about that, but I think that happened the week before. I'm not sure.
Well, there was 3 Hamas hostages that were let go. And then Trump did pardon over 16 or 15? No, I forgot.
I forget now. But of the January 6th, like, insurgent people.
They have been pardoned, and 6 of them were not pardoned. They have to do more investigations.
So they, we do have a video on our Facebook of a few of them being released, and that was very happy or not happy. It was happy for the family.
Yeah, the families were, well, they had been in jail for over just 4 years. Well, the man said 4 years and 6 days.
So, so that, which that's a long time, 4 years and not 4 months, 4 years and 6 days.
That's what I said.
I thought you said months. All right.
No, four years and 6 days.
That's such a long time to be awaiting trial. That's not a normal thing to happen. And when you are in jail like that, that counts as double time or time. It counts as double time if it's before. So if you're sitting in jail before you actually go to trial, it counts as double time. So technically they've already done 8 years. So if they were to go in front of a judge and they were to sentence them to like 5 years, they would get out anyways.
Yeah.
So they already on their books, they already have 8 years done for time served, you know?
And we were talking about this earlier. There has been a many cases where people have done far worse crimes against children, murder,
everything, and gotten
manslaughter,
less than
and
8 years, less than 4 years,
less time. Yeah.
So, okay. So on our little week, our new weekly recap thing that we're doing, I wanted to share with you guys the last week, the top 3 memes, posts, content that we have done on our Facebook. So you guys can go back and look at it and check it out and see if you are the one that helped it get to the top.
Or join the commentary because there's a lot of
reactions and comments and shit. So this one is actually, it is a post and it shows a statue and I almost didn't post it and it turned out to be our number one this week. And it is a statue of a baby throwing a fit, and it says, a statue of those brave men and women who are offended by syrup, books, and cartoons, which can literally go in so many directions, and I think that is why it did so well. But the syrup, did you hear that Aunt Jemima's coming back on the syrup bottles and
Uncle
Ben and all that?
It's so nostalgic. Like, how are you going to take her away?
And then even the Redskins are coming back.
Oh, cool.
Because, you know, what's funny is that the Redskins...
it was never weird. Why is it weird?
because we were in a weird time in American history. I don't know. But it was literally okayed by some Indian or American Indian person. And then it was drawn by an American Indian. Like, everything was done the correct way in the 50s or whenever this happened.
We live in Southern California. There's many reservations here. I know many Native Americans, Indians.
That were never, they never cared. Yeah. And then the next one that was very popular was the map of the high-speed rail system that we were talking about earlier.
It's supposed to be completed by 2050.
And then the third was what is this? Let me see. Oh, that's so funny. I didn't even see it. Okay. So, yeah, this one, I posted this one, and it says, it has two fish talking, and it says, give a man a fish, feed him for, and then the other fish says, feed him for a day. Divert all of his water, burn him out of LA. And it's so people were not getting the joke on this. So I think that it had so many reactions because a lot of people were like fighting about it.
But I think it's because it's supposed to be smelt. That is a fish that was supposed to be saved.
Oh, yeah.
Because of what's the word?
Environmentalists are trying to do that. So divert all of his water, burn him out of LA. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's exactly. So.
So it's like they're talking.
It's interesting that this is like the third.
It smelt, right?
I think. It doesn't say what it is. Smelt? I don't know. It looks like a fish to me. I don't know fish. So. Yeah, and then people posted, like, ladies, it's posts like this that really emphasize why you should swallow to avoid accidents. Bingo, the state caused this mess. Also, you're not allowed to save rainwater, are you? Or is that a different state? That is actually correct. We are not, by law, allowed to save rainwater. In poor taste, but funny. Another one says, promise a man a fish per day and he will vote for you. Another one says, LA has been dependent on Colorado River for many generations. This should come as no surprise. Read Reisner's Cadillac Desert. Then you'll shelve your tinfoil hats. So those are just some of the comments. Another one, California preaching on the burning shore. I don't know. Yeah, so that's that. I think that we're all done for this week's recap, and we will be back again in to what? Huh? I'm getting lost in my head. Finish my sentence.
Well, you said you were going to do the top memes and the top posts. You did the top memes.
Well, no, that is the top post. It's all the same thing. Yeah, it's the same. I have it on the same.
That's why I was like waiting for you to.
No. But I do. I have two memes about Smokey the Bear and I just love that.
But if you change the content or the media type, change the media type. What are the
top reels? All of those. I don't.
Reels. What are the top reels? I want to know the top reels because I make the reels.
Right. Okay. Let me see the top.
I try. Or I share them.
The top reel is Tesla Cybertrucks that were sent to provide power in California.
Oh, yeah.
The drilling of the coast of the Gulf of America.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
We did not.
So that's drilling huge. Now. So it was formerly known as the Gulf of Mexico.
And now they want to put it as the Gulf of America, so we have drilling rights, so we don't pay as much for gas. But we're in California, and we're taxed $2 a gallon anyways, so we're kind of fucked.
And they are.
But you all in, like, Alabama and shit will be great.
And they're already sending ships from to start drilling.
Yeah, and then the other reel is the LA 2.0 Smart City.
Oh, that's a good one. It's very informative about what they're going to do for the smart city.
Yeah, the watch time is like 10,000 hours on some of these, or 10,000 minutes. I'm not sure how that all works.
I'm surprised that Biden's farewell address came in fourth place.
Why?
I don't know. I
think people are sick of hearing his mumbles.
Because, I don't know, got a lot of reactions. I think that's why.
Yeah, but these other ones got more reactions.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
it reached 30,000 and yeah.
Wow, the Tesla one reached 30,000. Yeah. So that's a lot of reactions. People want to know what Trump was about, I guess.
Well, they want to know what's going on because it was bringing power to California.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, that was it. And we'll be back in a few minutes to do our episode for this week. That was just our recap. So it's a fun new segment to do that to. I can't talk. Are we even going to be able to do an episode today? I'm already tongue twisted. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. And don't forget to
share, like, and subscribe. And thank you for being a part of our community.
And don't forget to email us at conspiriesunlocked@gmail.com. Thanks. Bye.